The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I must be going through a midlife crisis because I got to tell you, man, I love hanging out on the college campuses. And it's not because the young college men are so hot. Honestly, it's not that. Unfortunately, I'm at the age now where college men look like babies. You know, they look like, you know, I can't be attracted to somebody that looks like he could be my son. It's not, you know, but so it's not that, you know. I think I just really miss my college days. A couple days ago, I was running around my alma mater up in Reno, the medical school. And then yesterday I was at UNLV and, you know, I do a lot of stuff at UNLV. So I was talking to the pre-med, pre-dental, pre-farm students. They were good groups of kids. I mean, good. They listened, which was really, really cool. They laughed at my jokes. You know, a lot of you guys don't laugh at my jokes. At least these guys do. Or they knew how to give me pity laughs. That was really, really nice. I was just kind of teaching them about what medical school is like and, you know, what the outside world is like and what it's like running an office and what it's like being in radio and, you know, what it's like, you know, people not laughing at your jokes. And so it was good. Much different picture, you know, going to UNLV and speaking as opposed to 20-some years ago when I went. I was at University of Nevada, Las Vegas back in 89 to 93. So here we are about 21 to 24 years later. And there were two really nice guy couple, both of them holding hands, you know, in the front row, you know, and proud. And it's nice to see. I'm like, look at the love. Look how much we progressed. A lot of women. There used to not be that many women going into medicine. A lot of women. Some of them going into pharmacy, dental, nursing, whatever. One of them asked about getting pregnant. You know, what was it like getting pregnant? Can women get pregnant while going into, you know, medical school and stuff like that? You know, and I told them, look, you know, I was dodging, you know, pregnancy for years, that it was really actually easy to get pregnant. All I had to do was stand still. You know, and so pregnancy came easy for me. You know, but it was nice to, you know, be able to kind of see how things have progressed. Of course, colleges are a lot more liberal in nature. So, you know, I don't want to scare them about Obamacare and some of the realities, but I let them know to look, you know, have an open mind. You know, make sure you're listening to all types of news, not just one news station. Right? You know, I told them to make sure they educate themselves, but I also told them to make sure they don't politicize things. You know, if we could get the youth to not be so political, I hate that. You know, I sometimes get mad at myself, you know, because and understandably, Obamacare is probably not the best example because that's like the biggest cluster. But, you know, something will happen. And it'll be, I don't know, something about food or fast food. And all of a sudden, we start blaming Obama. And I mean, mind you, okay, I am not happy with this administration. A lot of us are. But I think this generation is more into, and I don't want to say this generation in terms of the young people, but where we are right now, this society is more into people bashing for unrelated things than in the past. You know, when Ronald Reagan brought up, I think, the four food groups of a Big Mac or a piece of pizza. Yeah, I remember he got some, you know, flack for that. But, I mean, that was it. You know, I mean, it didn't go on and on and on. So, you know, I told them, I go, you know, look, don't be quick to just politicize everything. blaming past presidents, blaming this president, etc. You know, you just need to, whenever you go through an interview or whenever you're dealing with patients or whatever, you know, say, look, you know, I understand that these situations are multifaceted. Anybody that comes up with that approach to any of these things, whether it's political or not, looks a lot more intelligent than those of us just saying Obamacare sucks. All right, now, I've been saying Obamacare sucks because, you know, I've been on air for 5 years. All right, you know, I don't have to do the politically correct answer anymore. You guys all know what I think. However, when I first talk about Obamacare to anybody, I'm like, look, I understand healthcare. This is a mess. This is a mess. Insurance companies are high. Medications are high. We talked about a simple cream that should have been 10 bucks now costing $240. You know, this is a mess. It was a mess before. Now it's a bigger mess, but we have a problem. And we don't know what the situation is. That's a much better way to answer than, oh, everything really sucks and everything blows. Now, sometimes I'm very tired. I'm very weak, okay? Very weakened by, you know, seeing patients day in and day out in this new healthcare setting. So some days I'm not going to put a lot of effort into my choice of words, but I got to teach these youth. And I don't want them just going at it saying, oh, this sucks, or this, you know, et cetera. Somebody asked, you know, what do you do if you hate politics? Don't say that in an interview. If you're in an interview and somebody's asking you, you know, about politics, don't just go, oh, I hate politics. That sounds very close-minded. Yeah, we hate politics, but there's a better way to say it. Go, look, you know, I'm really frustrated. You know, I'm frustrated. Sometimes I feel like I'm not getting the true story. I feel like politics gets away in the way of things that are really, really happening, and I'm frustrated by it. That's a much better answer than saying hate, blows, up your butt, that kind of thing. Those are things not appropriate. Now, mind you, when I interviewed years ago, they asked me a hot topic question on fetal tissue research. Now, remember, that was back in the 90s. I was working 3 jobs while going to medical school. I didn't know much about what was going on in the news sector, except that some of my friends might have been drafted to the Persian Gulf War because they were talking draft. And, you know, Bill Clinton and the whole cigar thing. And I was like, really? You're supposed to use a cigar during sex? How does that happen? Was it lit? So I really didn't know much about what was going on. I knew there was some sort of recession. I knew people were out of jobs. I knew somebody stole my 10-speed bike. So that's what was on my mind. Then they threw a question at me going, how do you feel about fetal tissue research? You know, and this was, okay, remember, I was in my 20s. I'm like, dude, I like fetuses. And research is, like, totally cool. So if you like fetuses and you like research, it's cool. And then somebody looked at me going, we're talking about fetuses. Oh, but you can't hurt the fetuses when you do research. That's bad. Okay, that was my answer. I'm surprised I got into medical school. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lot of headlines to talk about. Apparently, we have some new information on Joan Rivers and what had happened during her supposedly routine procedure and why she might have actually lived if this one thing didn't happen, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how statin medications, the cholesterol medications, that is probably one of my favorite pharmaceuticals out there, right? I know, you know, we don't like to be super pharmaceutical, but if I had to pick a pharmaceutical that is my absolute favorite, my super-duper favorite one, it's the statin medications. And they say that statin medications may actually prevent our diabetics from going blind. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how they think by the year 2017, we will have the first male contraceptive shot. Very exciting for many of you men that, you know, you know, really want to be on birth control. That's awesome. Then, apparently they studied how quickly, people in the office can get infected. And they found that just a dirty doorknob could contaminate up to 60% of people in a building by only 4 hours, in 4 hours' time. And then, this is not going to be your favorite study, guys, but it says these medications you guys use for sleep, like Xanax, Ativan, Clonopin, Valium, may be associated with Alzheimer's. So before you pop that Xanax to get through my show, you may want to hold on. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, one of our listeners have called from Las Vegas. Really lovely lady, hernia issues. She had called a couple days ago. Describing that the hernia she had was in the left lower groin, and she thinks it's increasing in size. If I didn't mention, for any of you that are ever concerned about a hernia, or a doctor says, oh yeah, it's just a hernia, and he doesn't, you know, really seem to go forward with it, you could always ask for a CAT scan. See if maybe, sometimes a CAT scan can show us a little bit more about how much herniation there is. Or sometimes hernias are misdiagnosed and it could be a mass. But usually hernias that are in the groin area, that are increasing in size. Apparently this lady, she had COPD, so she might have been coughing. We talked about how coughing a lot of times is a risk factor. People who smoke many times have hernias. Anytime you have any sort of a mass that doesn't seem to go back in when you push it, etc., you need to be evaluated for hernia, possible repair, and sometimes we do a CAT scan, okay? But we're going to move forward now. So let's look at the Xanax and the Valiums and the Ativans and the Clonopins. Many of you guys take those to reduce anxiety or to help you sleep. Well, now we have a study saying that you are at higher risk of going on to develop Alzheimer's disease, almost twice as likely. Now, this class of medicine, your Xanax, Valium, Clonopin, Ativan, are benzodiazepines. Now, benzodiazepines, very, very famous. Many of you, the downers were barbiturates back in the 60s, but these benzodiazepines are considered downers because they relax you, they help you sleep, they're sedatives. Now, many of you take it to get to work. You're agitated, anxious, a variety of things to help you fly, all right? But the study is looking at now dementia symptoms and if it hastens the onset of Alzheimer's. Now, the study looked at about 1,800 people who were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And then they compared that to 7,100 people who didn't have the diagnosis. This was done by French and Canadian researchers. It was published yesterday in the journal British Medical Journal. I think the BMJ, the British Medical Journal. Yeah, as opposed to the AMJ. Yeah, the BMJ. No, the BMJ is not a journal about BMs. Yeah, BMJ is British Medical Journal, not Bowel Movement Journal. Although I gotta admit, that would be a good journal. I'd subscribe to that one. Bowel Movement Journal. And that'd be really good toilet reading. Alright. Among the study participants over 66 years old who were living independently in the Canadian province of Quebec, those who took low-dose benzodiazepine medication or those who took higher doses but very briefly or infrequently did not see their Alzheimer's risk go up. But it was more worrisome for those who took the long-acting ones, who frequently took high doses, or those who took these drugs regularly over several months. Now, the short-acting ones are your Xanax, your Ativan, Valium. Your longer-acting ones are your Clonopin, your Versed, Halcyon, Temazepam. Temazepam, many of you guys take Restoril for sleep. Temazepam or Restoril. Dalmane, Flurazepam is another one. Nitrazepam. And many of you have asked me since this article came out, what about Ambien? I take Ambien. Right now, Ambien was not included in this study, okay? Ambien, Lunesta, Sonata, you know, Zolpidem, etc., the generic of Ambien, that was not in the study, okay? However, there have been studies linking other sleeping, you know, sleeping medications such as Ambien to earlier death and other sorts of issues. So trust me, don't think you're in the clear when it comes to Ambien. It just hasn't been studied. All right. So the authors created an index that gauged the intensity of a participant's use of their Xanax or Valium, etc., and found that at the end of a 5-year period following an initial prescription of it, the Alzheimer's risk mounted steadily. All right. So those who took it for 3 to 6 months over a 5-year period were roughly 32% more likely than those who didn't to get Alzheimer's. Now, why? Why would benzodiazepines, why would that even be in the mix? Well, remember, I mean, these medications, you know, they work on the brain. You know, I think we really abuse our brains. We think, all right, we're going to take a pill, it's going to help us sleep. And we don't think that some of these chemicals could actually mess with the brain. Now, we don't know how. I don't know if they'll ever know. It's going to be very, very hard to tell and hard to see. But we're looking at causations. We're looking at associations, I should say. And so, you see, now, keep in mind, a lot of people with Alzheimer's were around in the 60s and the 70s when Valium and Xanax started to be, oh, wow, I could use this for anxiety. We started drinking less. We started smoking less. Okay, because, you know, by the 80s, we're like, okay, we really got to start doing something. This smoking thing isn't the best thing for us. So as we do that, we start to go to other things. Okay? We also got more and more in trouble for hitting kids, hitting spouses, throwing things at spouses. So now we had to start controlling our actions, controlling our anger. And more we started going to the medications. I can't tell you how many times somebody brings in their spouse saying, look, they want to beat on me and they haven't done it yet, but medicate them so they don't. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So we got to get them into anger management, etc. But a lot of you take these medications because it keeps you even keel. You don't go to the alcohol. You aren't going to the smokes. You aren't hitting somebody. And good for you. Those are sociological successes. We have you a non-smoker, a non-alcoholic, a non-spouse beater. Good for us. Society is successful. Yet here you are, you know, just crawling out of your skin. So we medicate. Now, anxiety also is starting to, on its own, grow because we have a huge push towards insomnia, as many of us are getting our dings and our beeps on our phones and our computers, and there's always messages, and we're always, I mean, remember the olden days, you'd be like, you know what, I don't care what anybody has to say, I'm going to bed. If they need to call me, they could do so in the morning. Well, nowadays, like, oh my gosh, what did my boss want? What did my coworker want? Does somebody call in? Oh my gosh, what's this? What's going on? And so you do start to get anxious. For years, I couldn't sleep because my mind was trained to be up for 36 hours straight. So I wanted to go to sleep, but I knew my phone would ring because I'd be on call. You know, one of the things I had to do was say, look, no more call. Okay, I don't want to take sleepy medicines. Thank God I didn't. One of the doctors had let me try some Ambien, and that kind of scared me. I was like, whoa, that works too quickly for me. And I couldn't take it because if I got a call from the answering service, I had to be able to wake up and deal with it. So, you know, we're of an age now where we need to always be aware of what's going on with our computer. No, we don't. Go to bed. Shut the computer off. I do. I shut the computer off. I shut off the text. I turn the phones off. You have to do that. All right? You have to. But we are of an age now where it's not sociological acceptable. It's not socially acceptable for you to not return a call in 8 hours. You're supposed to return a text or a call immediately. And that's also raising the anxiety. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll talk about Joan Rivers and male birth control. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, the Dr. Dahlia Show, and on Facebook. I think Facebook is Dr. Dahlia Show. Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. I don't know. You guys figure it out, please, because I'm really getting confused. I tell you, I feel old. You know, I went and saw an ear, nose, and throat doctor a while back. because I thought I had throat cancer. The problem with being in medicine is you always think you have something wrong. And whenever you have a patient that has something wrong, then you go, okay, looks like I have that too. And I thought I had throat cancer because my voice was getting hoarse. My voice used to not, sound like this. I listened to some old shows of mine from a few years back, and I was like, hi, this is Dr. Dottie Show. Now I sound like this. And I mean, I'm not a smoker. I don't really drink alcohol that much at all. So I'm like, what's going on here? So, I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and my chief complaint was to make sure I don't have cancer. So he takes a look and he does a scope, and it was in, like an office setting. All right, takes a look. And if I did need a biopsy or I did need something, I was going to probably have to go to either a surgical center or go to a hospital to have something like that done. So I was going in for my scope, etc. Now, I'm not exactly sure what procedure Joan Rivers originally went in for, but they're saying that they saw something when they went in and they decided to do a biopsy right then and there. And apparently when they were going in with the scope and taking a look, I'm not exactly sure what the original thing was. I mean, it sounds to me like she had an NPL, a nasopharyngeal laryngoscopy, where they went in up through the nose, then went down to take a look around and see why maybe she was hoarse. I think there were issues of her being hoarse. And then they might have seen something. When they saw something, they decided, I guess, to take a little sample. And this biopsy caused the vocal cords to go into spasm. She goes into a laryngospasm. This causes her airways to constrict, and now she was unable to breathe. When she's unable to breathe, then she goes into cardiac arrest, etc. And then, unfortunately, they had to put her on oxygen, reduce her into a coma, etc. They say, according to Daily Mail, the doctor who performed the biopsy did so with medical instruments from Yorkville Endoscopy after their own medical professional noticed something on Rivers' vocal cords during the routine surgery. Now, this is why I'm a little confused. They said, the source to New York Daily News said this is a huge no-no. Now, what I'm a little confused about is they're doing surgery on the vocal cords. To me, surgery is more involved than a biopsy. So they go in and they do a biopsy, and that starts to throw her into laryngospasm. But if they're already doing surgery, you should be able to take a sample. Again, the problem is what was the original surgery being done? Now some people call endoscopy surgery. Having the scope done, a surgical procedure. If that's the case, then yes. You're doing the scope, you see something wrong, then you go and biopsy. When you biopsy, a lot of times you do it in a different setting. When it comes to colonoscopies, though, however, the biopsy is done then and there. They go in with the scope, they see it, they take a sample. It's not that uncommon for doctors when they go in to do something, they see a little something and they decide to sample it. I had to do a pap smear. I've done tons of pap smears, thousands of them on people, and then all of a sudden you go in there and you see something that looks like cancer coming out. So you're like, hold the phone, I need to take a sample of this while I'm here. In fact, many doctors have gotten sued and have gotten in trouble and lost their licenses for not doing something while they were there. Okay, you were already in there. Why didn't you take a sample? So, I'm still trying to surmise what the original procedure was. My guess was she was at Yorkville Endoscopy getting a scope. While they saw that, they saw something that possibly looked cancerous. So rather than waiting, telling her, we're going to do a biopsy of that cancerous polyp or whatever we see there on the vocal cord in the hospital, we'll just take a small sample now. Well, when they took a small sample, she went into laryngospasm, stopped breathing, etc. Now, somebody asked me, would she have even lived through the actual surgical procedure? I mean, she could have. Who's to say? They're saying now, if they never did this biopsy, she could be alive today. We still really can't say that. We don't know. But, yeah, that is a little odd. If she goes in for a scope, they decide right then and there, I've a lot of times I've seen it done, you know, in a more surgical setting. However, the original endoscopy, somebody taking a peek, a lot of times that happens in a doctor's office. You get scoped a lot of times in the doctor's office. You don't necessarily have to be in an endoscopy suite, etc. Okay? Now, a lot of times these NPLs, these nasopharyngeal laryngoscopies, you aren't sedated for. Okay? You aren't sedated for. They're doing the scope. They're taking a look. They're looking around. Okay? You're awake. You get to see it on the film. Going, see, you take a peek at that. I'm like, yeah, can you get that out of my nose, please? Hurry up. They take a look, etc. All right? I'm wondering if that was the original procedure. Unfortunately, we don't have that information. And then if that's the case, if it was just a scope, and then they go in and they see something, they decide to biopsy, yeah, I would have probably recommended that she would have at least been sedated or in some sort of setting. And you know, it's interesting because patients can't stand us doctors being pessimists. Okay, and I'm not saying it's patient's fault by any means, but, you know, somebody will come in for pre-op clearance for a surgery, and I'm like, I want to make sure your heart can handle the surgery, so I want you to see the heart doctor. Damn it, Dr. Dahlia, let me just do the surgery. Surgeries happen all the time. Biopsies happen all the time. Nothing's going to happen to me. Quit trying to cover your butt, blah, 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 blah. You know, I get yelled at by patients. Listeners call me or write me saying, my doctor wants to do this. This is unnecessary. No wonder we have Obamacare. He's making me do this. All I need to do is have a simple procedure. No, this is exactly why the one in a million shot that something could go wrong, you don't want going wrong with your patient. This is your patient. So here's Joan Rivers, a very, very strong woman, very, very well known. Okay? I don't know what the consent said. Maybe they said, look, we're going to take a peek. If we take a peek and we see something, do you want us to try to take a little sample while we're in there? You know, some people go, yeah, do it then. You know, I mean, because they don't understand the risks. They don't understand. And these things are done all the time. Samples are taken of things all the time on the fly. However, when you look at, she possibly had a heart condition. Apparently in a 1985 interview, she had revealed on Good Morning America that she had an arrhythmia, which is an abnormal beat to the heart. So when you have someone like that, you know, you're like, you know, I would kitten glove more. But, I have been criticized up one side and down the other for being cautious, too cautious. And the doctors that don't have that, you know, they're like, you know what, yeah, no problem, I'll stop by your house and I'll take a peek, or you know what, bring it over here, I'll slice it off right now. Those are the ones patients love. They love the idea that they don't have to go through bureaucratic red tape or rigmarole or processes and clearances, etc. But unfortunately, those processes and clearances that may take a long time or may take time and money, a lot of times is what actually helps to save lives. And you're going to, as a result of this and what happened, and may she rest in peace, if there's any good to anything that could happen whenever anything's bad, if there's any silver lining, we are going to see doctors be a lot more careful and institute a lot more protocols before they just, you know what, while we're there, we'll make it simple, we'll just take a little sample. All right, and it's going to be harder on you guys. It is. But hopefully nothing like this happens. Again, it'll be interesting to see exactly what was the original procedure, what was the consent, but whenever somebody comes in saying, you know, I'm kind of hoarse, I'm a little nervous about that, the reason why we do the scope is to look for throat cancer. That's why we do the scope. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDAI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We
are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, it is finally here. A male birth control. You guys are going to love this one. You're really going to line up for this one. It is going to be an injection. And this birth control gets injected into the vas deferens. That's the tube, right, that'll contain the sperm. This is the tube that we usually cut in a vasectomy. So we're basically talking about an injection into your scrotum. I don't know how many of you are going to line up for this one, but I bet you don't have to, you know, camp out at 3 in the morning the night before. That's my guess. All right. This would be a long-lasting birth control, so no more condoms. That is supposed to be available by 2017. Trials of this new injection called Vasogel. Don't think it's a gel. It's not, I mean, not like a gel you could put on. Developers hope this new drug is going to be cheap, reversible, and long-lasting. Now, the Vasogel, all right, for vas deferens, Vasogel, all right, is a polymer hydrogel that is injected in your vas deferens. Now, the vas deferens is the tube that conducts the sperm up from the testicles all the way up to where it needs to go to get the seminal fluid from the seminal vesicles, pass through prostate, urethra, and then out into wherever the sperm are supposed to go. Okay? Usually in partner, you know, sometimes on magazines. Now, no, you'll still be able to climax and have ejaculate, etc., just less sperm. All right. So, it's being developed by Parsemus Foundation, a not-for-profit organization who develops low-cost medical solutions. They said the procedure has the same effect as a vasectomy, but it's less invasive as surgery. And obviously, surgery is not required because the vas deferens gets blocked with the gel rather than cut. So you can later unblock the gel, get the jelly out of there, and then hopefully then the spermies can go and do what they need to. All right. They said this new contraceptive should be affordable, and they hope it costs less than a flat screen TV. I don't know how much flat screens are. I still have the old big boxes with the dials on there. Let me see. During current trials on baboons, three males were injected with the Vasogel contraceptive. Each balloon was then left living with 10 to 15 female baboons. So each male got to have 10 to 15 females. After 6 months, none of those female baboons became pregnant. At the end of the year, the Parsemus Foundation said they will have a lot more information. Well, now they got to check the female baboons to make sure they're not sterile. But and then also they have to kind of, you know, let us know how often the baboons were having sex. My guess is there were all these women for that one male baboon. I'm sure they had a lot of trials, okay? A lot of good data on that one. And it's reversible. If a man wants his sperm unblocked, another polymer gel can be injected to flush out the Vasogel that is blocking the sperm. So then you get another injection. So the product, I guess, is based on another male contraceptive that's being developed called Rizug. Both Rizug and Vasogel work by the principle of using a gel that completely blocks, you know, the sperm, but they're kind of different drugs. Now, the Rizug, the R-I-S-U-G injection, is supposed to last a good 10 years. This other injection, we don't know. Probably what will happen is you may need a booster. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know how you guys are doing it. You know, I mean, look, we women get shots, but, you know, you get a shot in the butt. We're kind of used to it. Women are used to needles and Botox and waxing and ripping and plucking, etc. But you guys, you're not down there. I don't know how many of you would be able to take a needle down there. Of course, the Parsemus Foundation says we want this basil gel to get on the market as soon as possible. Of course, it's currently in animal testing with human trials expected to start early next year. And they are asking for public donations to fund the clinical trials. All right, so male contraception. Here's the problem. There's another one they're trying to do. It's called the clean sheets or quote-unquote dry orgasm pill. It's a drug that you could take before sex that's supposed to give you a semen-free climax. All right? It's supposed to feel the same, but you don't have an ejaculate. That's supposed to be another type of birth control out there. I don't know how many of you guys are going to want that. It may kind of freak you out. So this is supposed to work within a few hours of being ingested. It wears off within 24 hours. Believe it or not, I actually foresee this one being a lot more popular than the other. Because if guys are like, you know what, I'm going to take the pill, I'm going to go out with my babe, and then, you know, we're going to get it on, they seem to like that. You know, Viagra, for example, was very, very easy. You had to take it within a half hour, though, or an hour of having sex, depending on which type of erectile dysfunction drug you were using. But the guys seemed to like that. Then Cialis came out going, look, you know, we'll get, you know, 72 hours of protection. So, or protection of help, shall we say. So, guys like pills. We're getting them more and more comfortable with taking a pill when it has to do with something below the waist. So, I see that. However, you may have some men going, look, I don't want to be taking pills. I don't want to be worried about anything being dry or not. It's just too weird for me. Let me just get the injection. And if that's what you want to do, good for you. Many people think that we women are behind this whole, we want men to be on birth control. I personally, in my relationship, I think I like to be the one in control. I love my husband to death. I love him. But he never remembers, you know, to pay the bills. He doesn't remember a lot of things. And I have to always be on his case. At that point, I usually go, you know, just let me do it. Just let me handle it. Okay, now he's gotten really, really better. And again, I mean, he's a smart man. It's just he has to do so much already that is overwhelming. I would hate to think that I would have to ask him, you know, right as we're, I don't know, dun, 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 I don't know, whatever the music is, sorry, you know, getting down and into it, going, wait a second, did you take birth control? And then he's like, huh? I'm like, damn it, you didn't take your birth control, get off. And then I have to go, and then I go, like, you know, tackle things, you don't even remember your birth control, you're worthless, blah, blah, blah. Then we get to a fight, and then it's all over. So personally, that would be a deal breaker for us. And I don't think our relationship could continue. So as far as I'm concerned, like, you know what, let me handle the whole birth control thing. And I got an IUD. I love my IUD. You know, I just have to charge it every couple weeks. Oh, my husband's in the studio. Oh, he's mad. Go take your birth control. I have an IUD. I'm able to use my iPhone charger. I've been able to actually, it was my kid's science fair project. I made my kid, he didn't know what to do for a science fair project, so I told him to set up a charger for my IUD. IUDs are expensive, and they're only supposed to last for about 5 years because of the hormone. Well, what I want to do is electrify my IUD so I could use that as birth control. Makes my periods less. So what we've been able to do is work my iPhone charger into an IUD charger. Now, the application is kind of hard, and I didn't make my kids work on that, you know, because I don't know how they would be able to tell the teacher all the work they had to do. That I didn't want to embarrass them, but at least they helped design it for me, so that's all I have to do. So before sex, I just, you know, zoom, you know, and I just, you know, and I just charge the IUD, and then I'm ready to go. Okay. When we come back, got a lot more to talk about. Statin medications possibly causing or helping preventing blindness. Yay, cholesterol medications. And then our American youths are eating too much salt. They do so much wrong as it is. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Oh, Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.